and a beautiful, crisp, refreshing Arizona Saturday morning to you all. Thank you for joining us here at Rosie on the House. Got a text question here as we were talking about grass. What's the difference between or the benefits, or when would you do a seeded ryegrass versus going and buying a rolled sod?
Well, the beauty of ryegrass is that it does germinate from seed, which makes it a lot less expensive than having to plant sod. So it's a Bermuda grasses, the kind we plant here, are hybridized, so they are sterile. They don't produce a viable seed. So you have to propagate them vegetatively, either with rolling out sod or cutting up sprigs or plugs or something like that. Ryegrasses will come up from seed, and the simple math is that it's easier and cheaper to do it that way. However, what they will do is the sod companies here pretty quick will also overseed. So if you wanted to sod a lawn, if you had a new lawn or landscape project and you wanted to put a lawn in, you have the benefit of being able to go out there and plant your hybrid Bermuda grass lawn that has the ryegrass growing in it already. So you have a green lawn through the winter months instantaneously. If all you wanted was a winter lawn, I suppose you could find some ryegrass or bluegrass sod somewhere, maybe a sod farm up in northern Arizona, but it really doesn't make any economic sense when a pound of seed will cover 100 square feet, roughly.
And what's a pound of seed?
And a pound of seed might cost you
25, 30 bucks?
Oh, no, $1.50, $2.50. You know, something like that. So let's just say $2 for a pound of seed. If you had a 2,000 square foot lawn, you'd need 20 pounds. You know, for under $50, you're gonna plant a 2,000 square foot lawn in seed. So it doesn't make any sense to grow for us in the desert here when it's our temporary winter lawn to put it as a sod. Plus, if you've got an existing lawn, you can't sod over the top of an existing lawn, and that would be a mess. But
now, to mulch or not to mulch, do you cover your seed?
I cover the places that are thin or bare, or I have bad or don't have the ideal sprinkler coverage. It just, you know, there's some places almost in every lawn where you have a hot spot or a place where maybe the sprinklers don't quite overlap or cover as good as they should. Sometimes the edges along the sidewalk or the driveway, because the concrete is hot and it's soaking up moisture, wicking it away from the lawn. In any area that's a little thin or a little bare, I certainly will cover with a light coating of some type of compost or mulch. There's no doubt. If you did the whole lawn, it speeds up the germination. It'll give you a nicer, more even lawn when it comes in. But it's not absolutely necessary.
Now, when's your first fertilizer feeding then?
Typically, we want to put a little bit of some type of starter fertilizer down with the seed. So, you know, just a light feeding of a new lawn starter or an organic type fertilizer. You know, the turf pellets from Hickman's, the Fertilome new lawn starters, the 620-20s, those types of products we'll put on with the seed. Because you're watering so much, you know, it's going to help that seed when it germinates and roots, it's going to help it get started. But because you're watering so much, it doesn't stay there a long time for that plant to grow. So after the second mowing, then we recommend starting your regular fertilizing program. So first mowing, we don't worry about it, but after the second mowing, it's pretty well established. Now we want to start feeding it. And what you really want to make sure you do is keeping that ryegrass or that cool season grass healthy and green going into cold weather, because once it gets cold, even that grass will start to slow down. And if it frosts or freezes, it actually can yellow it out a little bit if it's not in a good, healthy state. So every 30 to 45 days, an application of a good lawn food is a great idea through the growing season, starting after the second mowing.
We didn't get much of a frost last year, so we've got to bound to get one here soon.
Well, it's been a couple of years, and you can start telling that by the number of people now that are wanting ficus again.
how fast we forget.
Oh, yeah, ficus again, and moringa trees, which are, you know, everybody loves a lot of the vegetable gardeners. They like it because there's so many things you can do, and it's healthy, but very, very tropical. People wanting avocados. You know, we've forgotten a little bit that we'll catch one again one of these days, and then they'll realize why there isn't one of those in every front yard.
Now, what about color? We're going into fall color.
Good question. Yeah, this is our glorious time when it comes to planting, you know, color, you know, and for pots, for flower beds, for curb appeal, for enjoyment, just for all that. So, you know, petunias and pansies and geraniums and alyssum and lobelia and, you know, bulbs like daffodils and tulips and iris, and just the list is very, very long because it's all of the stuff that most places plant as their winter color or summer color. We plant it and it grows all winter.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you to join the conversation. Texting is 411-923 during the broadcast, or if you have a plant or insect identification, you can email pictures to info@rosieonthehouse.com. More after bottom of the hour news. Jay Harper, right after this.